Why, you beady eyed. The Upper Room.
It's the Jay Rouse Show coming up next on the TGI's Radio Network, dial.
The following is rated TVMALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Spoken!
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah!
You gonna take me home tonight?
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
Hey, 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 Guten Tag.
If you're ready, map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Sarrow right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make a do with a do,
baby. Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the Jay Rouse Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
Say what?
Hey, 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 what's happening, y'all? Welcome into another funky, fresh edition of the Jay Rouse Show. 347-850-1272 is our calling number, 347-850-1272. Let me do this first. Mwah! Kisses for all the girls in the world, with the exception of one, and she still knows who her black ass is. High fives and fist bumps to the fellas. Let me tell you, tonight, it's all about the Q&A, baby. You have a question, we have an answer. Based on Wednesday's show, people started writing in questions for us. And so I went out on my favorite, and I did say this, my favorite social network tag and asked people, just give us some scenarios to talk about on Saturday. So we have some good ones. That's coming up, plus your news, your weather. The three-minute commentary is coming up, a very special three-minute commentary. Definitely want you guys to check it out. Plus, on the other side, the very best in the business. Ernest won't be here today. Hallelujah. I didn't say that out loud. But anyway, listen, but we'll have some fun. It's going to be all about trying to make it happen, Capper. So without any further ado, let's get this party started right to you.
The Jay Rouse Show starts now.
You never know. That's the point. Go.
You are about to experience the number one talk radio show on BTR right now.
I'm kind of ready for some action now.
So you're excited too?
And you know this, man!
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. In Egypt early today, at least 74 people were killed in clashes between supporters of ousted President Mohamed Morsi and security forces, as Morsi supporters held sit-ins in Cairo and other major cities demanding Morsi be reinstated. Police moved in with tear gas to try to break up the crowds. Guns were used, and witnesses say some protesters were shot between the eyes and in the head. From Cairo, Merrick Kennedy reports the streets are quiet now, but protests continue.
The pro-Morsi supporters are out there just as they have been for the last month. This is an ongoing sit-in. Many of the top Muslim Brotherhood leaders are in those sit-ins, and there are currently warrants for some of their arrests, so they certainly have no incentive to leave the sit-ins.
Merrick Kennedy in Cairo. Secretary of State John Kerry says he's contacted Egypt's interim leaders to express deep concern about the bloodshed and said Egyptian authorities have a moral and legal obligation to respect the right of peaceful assembly and freedom of expression. On the 60th anniversary of the end of the Korean War, President Obama went to a ceremony on the National Mall today to pay tribute to the veterans of that so-called forgotten war. NPR's Brackton Booker was there.
President Obama told veterans gathered at the Korean War Memorial that they deserved better.
Some suggested the sacrifice had been for naught. They summed it up with a phrase, die for a time.
He said at the time in the early 1950s, the nation had a desire to forget about the veterans' deeds, but he stressed that their legacy was intact.
When 50 million South Koreans live in freedom, a vibrant democracy, one of the world's most dynamic economies, in stark contrast to the repression and poverty of the North. That is a victory, and that is your legacy.
He says Korea was no tie, it was a victory. Brackton Booker, NPR News, The White House.
Police in Hialeah, Florida are investigating a shooting rampage at an apartment complex last evening. Six people and the suspected gunman were killed in an eight-hour standoff. Former Congresswoman and trailblazer Lindy Boggs has died. Boggs was born on a Louisiana plantation, and at the age of nine, she boarded part-time at a Catholic convent. She went to Congress in a special election in 1973 to finish the term of her late husband, championing the rights of African Americans, women, and the poor. She held the office until her retirement in 1990, when she told NPR the convent helped shape her values.
I learned my feelings for social justice, not only from my political family, and from the wonderful people who reared me on the plantation, but from the nuns.
Boggs died of natural causes. She was 97. This is NPR.
The views and opinions expressed during the 3-minute commentary are not necessarily the views and opinions of the Jay Ryle Show. Jay's 3-minute commentary starts now.
You know, tonight's 3-minute commentary is not about me or a particular topic. It's about an effort to save a young 3-year-old. A young girl in Delaware is battling a rare kidney disease and desperately needs a transplant and a donor. Jordan Maddox is in the end stage of kidney failure. Her mother's trying to spread the word to help her little girl. This beautiful, bubbly 3-year-old has been an inspiration to her mother. She teaches me strength. It's not about how big you are or how strong you are. You know, strength is all within, said her mother, Taylor Burton. Even before Jordan was born, she needed every ounce of her strength. Her mother says doctors diagnosed the Georgetown, Delaware toddler with a potential deadly disease that causes low-functioning cyst-filled kidneys. She wasn't expected to live long after she was born. We are passing her around, saying goodbye to her because we were just told, like, she's not going to make it. There's nothing we can do, Burton said. Pictures show Jordan after surgery Friday morning. For the past 17 days, her mother says, Jordan has been at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia undergoing hemodialysis in a final effort to filter the little girl's blood. Her mother says she is in desperate need of a kidney transplant. A living donor is, it lasts longer in her body. It's better for her. It's more accepted by her body, Burton says. In a video, her mother says to her daughter, I got this. I got this, little Jordan says back. Burton teaches her daughter daily to continue to fight as she waits for a donor. Family and friends have taken to Facebook and Twitter using hashtag Team Jordan, that's J-O-R-D-Y-N, to bring awareness to the 3-year-old girl's plight, hoping that someone would give this ailing little girl the gift of life. I understand that my child is not the only one that needs a kidney, and I understand that she's not the sickest person that needs a kidney. And I just want to raise awareness, inspire people to take action, Burton says. Her daughter is on the transplant list. She's hoping that time doesn't run out. If you'd like to support Jordan or help her out, just go to our Facebook page, the TGRS Radio Network. Scroll down, you will find her story there. Click on the story. You can also go to myfoxphilly.com and find the story as well. Pray for this family. And I just, man, you know, it's just a sad situation when a young person has to fight for their lives. So innocent. What would you do if you were in that situation? I just don't know. That's my thought, that's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it.
That concludes the 3-minute commentary. Now back to the show.
Hey, you know what? I'm gonna make a do with a do, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to a good friend of mine. Put your hands together.
Yeah. Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the coolest brother of them all? Is it Mr. L.E.S.?
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
What the hell's wrong with you, Mr. L.E.S.?
Man, when you come in with stories like that, it touches me, man. I'm sorry. You know, you come in with a story about a young girl that's suffering. You want me to just come in? Hey, what's going on? I'd be coming with a story like that. Seriously? Come on, man. And I love kids. And I love kids, all kids, man. When you come in with stuff like that, and man, it's disheartening. Disheartening, man. The young girl deserves a chance at life just like the rest of us, man. So.
Yeah, I guess you're right, man. You know the thing that makes you, you know, you start thinking about when you hear stories like that? There are so many bad people in this world. And you start asking yourself the question, why are these people allowed to live? And then precious little people like this are not allowed to. I don't know, man. I just don't know, Miss Elias.
I don't know either, man. And it bothers me that it's like that. But, man, you know, I understand that the Lord has his will and his way. But, man, when I hear about a three-year-old child like that, man, it just, it's something else, man.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Maybe I should have saved that to the end of the show, huh?
Or maybe on tomorrow morning, you know. But,
The thing is, she's not missing. And I said, well, you know, how do we do it? Because, you know, we definitely want to make sure that we focus kids who are missing and have you seen me. So I'm thinking, wow, what do we do? I said, you know what? The only place to do it is the three-minute commentary. And for those who may have just tuned in and wondering what we're talking about, don't worry. Tonight, instead of what's so damn funny, I'm going to replay the three-minute commentary because we want to get the word out about this young girl. And, you know, it's just one of those things that, you know, it's just something that we have to do, I think, Mr. Elias.
All right. I agree, man, but it still don't make me, you don't want to be joyous, you know, knowing that a child is suffering, man. I you know, I can see some of these old grown-ass adults that are rotten as hell, you know, let their ass suffer. I could care less about them, but you got a child, man. Lord, that mother, she ain't had a chance to do nothing in life, experience nothing in life. You know, so it is what it is.
And she's cute as a button. I mean, she's cute as a button. If you haven't seen her, go to our Facebook page, the J. Ryle Show. Well, yeah, the TGRS Radio Network, I should say. Go to our Facebook page. Cute as a button. Cute as a button. Like the damn match.
Yeah.
How do you bring her in?
Shot anyway, so she
would
be all
right. Would you take a bullet for a stranger?
Hell no.
Miss Elias, give her a mulligan, man. She didn't mean that. She didn't understand the question, man. Ask her again, man. Ask her again.
Yeah, ask her ass again.
Okay. You
get the same
for a kid that
same
was,
damn answer.
Kid.
No, I would not. I'm talking for my kids. My kids, yes. Anybody else's, you better look for your mama.
You better look for your damn mama. She's looking good, though.
Yes.
Running. Running in a blue leather suit. Hair was fierce.
Woo.
I want to ride, want to be, hey, girl.
Hey, what's
going on? I want to ride,
mama,
boy, she sure ain't showing no emotion. She roll up in the same like she been drinking. Like, jeez.
Leave it to me. That's why I said that. Let me.
She rolled up in like she drunk. Hey! What it do, yo? What's up? Can a brother get in your stuff? Oh, man. Jesus Christ. Alrighty then.
Hey, baby, how you doing?
I am fantastic. How are you?
I can't complain, baby girl. I cannot complain.
I know you can't complain now.
What else? And you know, yeah, that was a little sad thing you played there. And I was like, oh, my God, what is this? But, you know, I do understand, you know, we got to get the word out. Yeah. But, I don't know. But what I do want to say is that I wish my people, my dear people who care so much about everybody and life and struggles and hard times, I wish we as a people would, you know, donate our organs once we kick the bucket and we don't need them no more. You know how many people do not donate your organs? Why don't you donate them? You don't need them no
know.
More. We should do that.
Then,
you
know, wait a
minute. Because, you know, shorten up this stuff. You know, there's a shortage of everything and then people don't need it, so why not donate?
But how you know when you show up to heaven that you get up there, you done gave away one of your feet, you're like, damn, you know, you can walk around with a cane. How you know what's happening on the other side?
I'm done. need to have it.
Nobody wants your damn liver, boy. So just diluted with all that alcohol you've been drinking over the years. Who wants that mess?
Yours has been patted down by your belly. So go on, get out of here.
With you, damn. Look, I got some extra meat, nigga.
This liver has lived under some strain of some sort.
Woo! We don't want that stuff either. But that thing is toxic. Look, as soon as they cut her open, they're gonna be like, "Ooh, damn! Woo! What the hell is that smell? Damn!" Mm-hmm.
That would be the honey.
No, it can't have none of that. Them things was polluted. I can see Mama B's daughter now. My mommy wanted to give her organs. Baby, we don't want your mama's organs. Them things is just. Bring some Lysol in with you.
And every time people start talking about, oh, yeah, I'm so sad, oh, they need this, they need this, they need that. Well, are you an organ donor? Nope. Oh, why not?
So are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am. Thank you for asking.
Wow. Miss Elias. Hey, man,
it's on my life.
I don't know.
I swear for
oh.
That's my right. Life. The proof is in the pudding.
Only organ I'm gonna give up is my ding dong organ. They can have that. Then that'll give somebody some joy.
You can't get that away anyway, hell.
Hey, look, let me tell you something. Boy, that'll bring joy to everybody. Yes. Yes.
That'll bring joy to everybody.
Oh shit. Whatever. All right, 16 minutes after the hour. J. Ryle Show, Saturday edition, 347-850-1272 is our caller number, 347-850-1272. Hope you guys are enjoying your Saturday. I hear that the upper north of this country is starting to get a little cool breeze while all this hot stuff is still continuing to happen down here in the lower 48. This is some bull crap right here. Mr. Elias, I hear y'all are in the 70s.
Man, it's 68 here today, man. I'm like,
oh, that's some bull crap, bro.
I love it. Yeah, want more of it. Yeah.
And I lost 5 pounds walking to my damn car.
You love that more than booty?
Well, trust me, when you got back and studied stuff you was eating, you done gained it back. Don't worry about it.
She asked you a question, you nasty bastard. She said, do you like that better than booty?
You love that more than booty, Natalia?
Nah, booty is more important. It's more important. It's more important than weather outside. Mommy, when I get with you, I'm going to show you how important booty is.
Yeah, well, they're going to say this, yeah. What about the kid? But you don't forget all about that now when you start thinking about tacos, fish tacos. What kid?
I'm on Facebook now looking for her right now. So I don't know what you're talking about, you black bastard. You made my
You can do two things at one time. Yeah,
I
know.
You're right, I am. I can't.
Yeah, I know that's right.
My hands itch.
All right.
He's bilingual.
Bilingual. Jesus Christ. All right, look, folks. Now, it is Saturday. Ernest is not here. I'm not sure where. You know, he sent me a note. He wanted me to call him. And I was like, Ernest, dude, I don't have time. And I'm trying to get the show together. He said, hey, man, just call me. I don't know if he's still at his garage sale, because you know he posted something on Facebook saying he was at a damn garage sale. Ernest does the weirdest stuff on Saturdays. Oh, gosh. Anyway, so I don't know where he is, but nevertheless, we're going to continue.
Man, I hate you guys.
Look, he sent me a text that said, I'm not going to be able to hang out with you guys tonight, right? I'm not going to be able to hang out with you guys tonight. So that'll give your mouth more time to talk. That's what he wrote to me, right?
I wrote back, I
know your mouth will begin to do exercise one way or another.
Ten good minutes. All right, folks, it is time for 10 Good Minutes, sponsored by the Rib Zone. The 10 Good Minutes where we talk about things that are not on topic. And the thing I want to talk about is, first of all, the other juror, one of the jurors has showed up. She was on Good Morning America, Ms. Elias. Did you hear what she said? Have you heard the interview?
Yeah, George Zimmerman got away with murder, yes. I heard it.
I don't get that. I don't understand how you can come on national television to say that and then come back and say, well, the law says that we had to do this. When you go back and look at the law, the only way the law would have interpreted them giving him the not guilty plea was if they determined that Trayvon Martin was the aggressor. I just don't get what the hell she was talking about.
I don't either.
I mean, it's a technicality. So if you thought he was guilty, then why the hell did you say he's guilty? Don't give me, you see, this is, oh, God, it pissed me off when I saw it. It really did.
Yeah, for her to sit there and say something like that is just utterly ridiculous, man. Just utterly ridiculous. I was like, oh, my God, what the hell was she thinking? You know? But then again, you know, we are talking about different folks.
Well, you know, it's sad. It's a sad situation. I know you guys saying, what the hell are y'all doing this today? Hey, look, damn it, we got some things on our damn mind. We want to talk about it. My thing is, I just don't understand Momo BZ in the Heezy. If the evidence led you to say that this person was guilty, then why the hell would you say, well, based on the law really handcuffed us? Damn the law. If he did it, he did it.
Right.
But, you know, sometimes free people, sometimes innocent people go to jail because of the law, even though you feel in your heart, oh, he was innocent, but he got to go. And sometimes guilty people get off because of the law, even though you feel he's guilty, you got to go. That's why I could not be a juror, because
you
ain't going to sit in a room. You ain't going to switch me. I know, that's why I never go to the damn hearing, because they ain't going to pick me no way.
Oh, well, see, but then, see, okay, see, you the problem. See, you need to go. You need to see this or something. Yes, you do.
No, they don't, because they ask you a whole bunch of questions. And once I tell them how many people in my family are incarcerated, they're going to be, you get out. We don't need you right here, right now. They're not picking me. Even if I go in there and pretend, they're like, oh, you look familiar. Wait a minute.
You messing around. Wow. I don't know.
No,
I just thought that was crazy.
I think people, I don't know, but it's just, you know, sometimes people do what they do and then afterwards they feel guilty. She probably can't sleep with herself. She probably cannot sleep at night.
That's like that Drew with Mike Tyson, what he said. The guy from Indianapolis.
Who?
He said, the guy from Indianapolis said they railroaded Mike Tyson, one of the jurors, in that red case. He said,
oh, man, don't even bring that up. You know, I'm still pissed off behind that. I'm still pissed off behind that. Yeah, they railroaded them.
Hey, you know, that's what they said, man. And he said, we railroaded Mike Tyson. And then I look at the guy's picture, and there's a guy who went to Indiana State, and I'm like, well, how the hell are you doing? You know? It was what it was, man.
It was what it was. Look at OJ.
Well, now, hold on now. Okay, now we're pushing it now. OJ ass should have went to jail the first time. Damn, the same. Now, the second time is bull crap, but the first time his ass should have been incarcerated.
I
don't care.
But he wasn't. And why? Because of what?
If it don't fit, you must have quit.
You
must
have quit. Yeah.
What the one guy said, though?
What's your name, Marcellus?
There's a story out there that I was listening to the Kings in the Morning, where the guy said his brother. He believed his brother killed Nicole and Ronald Goldman.
Oh, man, they listen to that stuff, man. Light skin, bro. He, you know, that's my boy, but he be doing some conspiracy stuff, bro. Don't listen to that mess, man.
No, it was a story he read. It was a story online that he read.
Well, he's probably one of those websites that he's a friend. You know, he be subscribing to those crazy ass websites.
Now, whose brother killed them? OJ's brother?
No. It was his brother was a serial killer. His brother's in jail right now as a serial killer.
No, oh, yeah.
And he said that he was the one. His brother did it.
Yeah.
Because his brother admitted that he did it, but he won't admit in court that he did it.
Oh, okay. You know why he's doing that? He's doing that to get exactly what's happening right now, talking about his ass. Because nothing can convince me how they found all that DNA in his damn freaking truck, and that dude got away with it. They, you know, Marsha Clark and what was the dude's name? Chris Darden. Those guys screwed that. They screwed that damn thing up. They let old Cool Breeze Johnny Cochran, boy, outflank him, man. He did.
Yeah.
Because everybody knows. If you, let me tell you something, Mr. Elias. If you stick a damn leather glove in water and pull it out, it is going to shrink. And then not only is it going to shrink, then you're going to have this guy try this glove on with some damn, he has some freaking, some plastic gloves, latex gloves underneath. I mean, come on, man. Are you serious?
Hey,
well, it was ridiculous.
Latex glove, man. You know, that glove's full of blood. That glove's full of blood, baby. I couldn't blame him. With every disease that's going around, you gotta realize, man. You can't go out and touch all kind of blood.
But what I'm saying, right, Mr. Elias, is that, okay, blood is liquid. When it was soaked in blood, it's going to shrink. They found bloody socks in his house.
Personally, my personal opinion is I don't think O.J. did it.
Are you crazy?
I think he had it done. I don't think he
please.
Did it. I really
he
don't.
Did it.
I don't think he did it. I don't think he did it. When you certain people, it doesn't take a lot to hire somebody to kill somebody. People kill people every day for nonsense. Like, I could take $3,000 and I can go have like at least three people.
Stop, girl. Stop, mama. Stop, because you are about to incriminate yourself. I cannot let this happen on the show because you're talking too much. I can take $3,000 and go down to Fifth and Broadway, and I can talk to Chico, and Chico can. Oh, did I say that? Momo, stop. Stop, okay? Please.
Yeah, you're right.
If you're talking too much,
Mr. Elias. I was bugging right here. I
don't
know what we're talking about. Yeah. And just let me talk. Like, go ahead, Momo, baby.
No, I got your back because. We can have conjugal visits when it's time for you to have conjugal visits, baby.
You can't have those unless you... You stop it. You can't do that unless you're in good faith. Stop it, Mr. Elias.
Well, Mom won't be in good faith.
No, the hell she won't. She won't even get picked on a jury. How the hell she in good faith?
Please.
Who are you talking about? Her ass is a criminal. Period.
I said I go visit her for conjugal visits. What are you talking about?
Mr. Elias, they're not going to do that.
Dr. Odelia, what are you talking about?
Hey, man, don't you insult me like that. Don't you insult me saying no crazy mess like that. I don't think so, homie.
Well, you know what a conjugal visit is, man.
I know exactly what the hell it is, Mr. Ellis. I'm saying that she is not going to get those, period.
Why wouldn't she?
Why?
If we get married.
Are you going to have a prison? You're going to have a prison marriage?
Yeah, hell yeah. What kind of better marriage is that?
You have a prison marriage. You have a prison marriage. Boy, that's some crazy mess right there, boy.
She get tired of me, she can divorce me. Find another guy, like she said she's going to do anyway, so boom.
Yeah, you're right. You know you're on the time limit. That's for damn sure.
Yeah,
you only get, a couple of years?
We better get it cracking.
You better hurry the hell up, homie. It's on it like popping. It's on and popping. All right, 10 good minutes. 10 good minutes sponsored by the Ribs on 5020 Highway 78 in Memphis, Tennessee, the home of the all-you-can-eat $14.95 barbecue buffet. Tell Denny Den that the J. Ryle Show sent you. I'm telling you, the best ribs in the continental United States. Plus, he has meat rubs. That sounds crazy, but I had to say it. So anyway, check him out. He's in Memphis, Tennessee.
Meat rubs, don't you?
Yeah, well, that's like you talking about some, I'm glistening and I got some lotion on my body, telling the man that what the hell is wrong with you, Mr. Elias. All right, look, on the other side, folks.
Hey,
shut
up. A man's meat rub. I don't rub that meat.
I listen about no damn meat rub. You can kiss my ass. All right, look, we're going to step out. Show. All right, folks, on the other side, he killed you the question of the day. You nasty bastard, go to hell.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Good evening. I'm Rex Smith. Here's a look at the nation's weather.
UrbanMultiChart.com.
Hello, I'm
meteorologist Christy Warlow taking a look at your forecast for the next 3 days. And on Sunday, we do have quite a bit of green on the weather map. We do have a low pressure system out here in Colorado. It's going to move its way towards the east through the rest of the week. We're also keeping an eye on a low pressure system over the Great Lakes, and it is pulling some very cold air into the Great Lakes, so cold that highs are only in the 70s for Chicago and Minneapolis. This is 20 degrees lower than what it should be for this time of year. It feels a lot more like October. Now, summer weather, the summer temperatures are going to be down towards Houston and Dallas, even into Corpus Christi. So if you're in Chicago trying to find the warm, sunny, summer-like weather, that's where you need to go, is in South Texas. On Monday, we are going to see the low-pressure system in Colorado move into Kansas and Oklahoma and even into Missouri. So pockets of shower activity. We do think perhaps a cluster of thunderstorm for those days. Otherwise, we are going to see the temperatures just pull up into the upper 90s for Dallas and Houston. Cooler temperatures again from Minneapolis into Chicago, even into Louisville for this time of year. On Monday, we are going to see that pocket of showers and thunderstorms move its way into the Mississippi Valley River area. We are also going to keep an eye on the West Coast because we have a nice high-pressure system that's producing the sunny skies, but also some very disastrous drought conditions as well. So Albuquerque, Phoenix, you're going to be feeling the heat. You may also get some scattered showers and thunderstorms as well, but otherwise you want to look out for flash flooding in those desert regions. Have a great week.
I'm Rex Smith. 347-850-1272 is the phone number. Continue to listen to The Jay Ryle Show. Have a good evening.
crown them, then crown their ass. But they are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
You can't have my cornbread, that's for damn sure. Because if you try to take my cornbread, part two of my killing spree going to begin up in here on your ass right now. If you think about my cornbread, they get the taste out your mouth, that's for damn sure. Because I'm from New York City, nobody take no cornbread from me. And that goes for you and any other you motherfucking farmers want to try some shit. You fuck around with me, there's going to be consequences and repercussions.
What did you say, nigga?
Don't speak English.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
I used to move a legal substance on the street.
You got my 40, homie.
I thought you had $200.
I do. But I want to spend Red's money.
Hey, man, why y'all didn't help me?
And I'm high.
Until further notice, this station will not be broadcasting news and information for your area.
347-850-1272 is the call-in number. 347-850-1272. J. Ryle Show Saturday edition. Glad you guys are in the house. Hanging with some of the very best in the biz. My boy, Mr. Elias. Hey, man, put the damn popcorn down, bro. Hello, Mr. Elias.
That was your big ass.
That was me. You know, I heard somebody, I listen to Wednesday show, somebody washing dishes. I'm like, sit your ass down while the damn show going on. Stop eating them damn, whatever the hell you be eating. You know. So what's up with the ass?
What's crack-a-lacking, baby? What's crack-a-lacking?
Momo BZ in the easy head.
I'm going to a show tonight.
Working hard. Come on, sing it, baby. Sing it, girl. Come on, go. Don't stop.
No, you're not ready.
I'm ready.
Good love.
You said, okay, I don't know the rest of the verse. That's what it was. Okay, no problem. I understand.
Yeah. Jesus,
it's uncle.
I can't get enough. Sing it, baby. Yes, yeah, slap my butt too. Woo!
As a Grammy winner, you guys are tuned to the Saturday edition now. You hear no earnest, so that means people can talk without being talked over or interrupted today. So feel free,
hallelujah.
Take advantage of this.
Yeah, you can get a complete thought out.
Yeah, because earnest be talking over people. I need to talk about Princess O.D. with his sorry ass. Boy, I tell you what. All right, let's get to the phone line. 347-850-1272 is the caller number. 347-850-1272. Mr. Elias, man, who do we have, partner, on the line?
We got Rick's sister on the line with us.
Oh, damn. It said it ain't so. Is it Rick's sister? Hey, Rick's sister girl. All righty then. Hello, it's sister.
How y'all doing?
Oh. You're doing good. Alrighty. Hello, how you doing? What's happening, rich sister?
You muted me. Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, rich sister, sure. I mean,
oh,
should we...
Oh, I keep hearing muted, then unmute. I'm like, what the... Okay, I'm doing great.
Like, what the... Oh.
Okay. All right, thanks, rich sister. Glad you're here. Thank you for participating, as always. Thank you. All right, so rich sister's in the house. You know, we're going to continue to rock and roll right here on a beautiful Saturday. Now, listen, if you were here on Wednesday, what? What happened? Your cops chasing you again? It's about that time. It's a little early.
Wait, hold on.
It's a little early, because usually it happens at about, you know, at about 7 o'clock you start getting chased by the cops. Are they on to your ass early today? Let us know. Do we need to give you some time to outrun the cops as usual?
No, I got away.
Okay, good. All right, we'll make sure. All right. So now, if you were here on Wednesday, we're supposed to have Alicia Broden in the house. I'm still, yes, I heard from her.
Yeah, what happened?
And she's, well, she said that she thought she was appearing this coming Wednesday. And she's like, I'm very reliable. Please, please, Jay, I'm sorry. So I say, hey, no problem. We'll get you on next Wednesday.
But I am going to clown her because I did confirm with her the night prior. I said, see you tomorrow. And she said, okay. So,
you
know.
She said, okay.
I smell some fish.
That's
so, we're
going
to talk about this on Wednesday. Yeah. Yeah, that's confirmation. That's confirmation for your ass. When somebody says, I'll see you tomorrow, that's confirmation.
And you say, okay.
Uh-huh. But I tell you what, though. We have Karen Ward coming in the week after that. Now, Karen Ward, Celeste, you know who she is?
No, I don't.
Did you see the movie He Is Not Mine? What was that movie? The brother that had them two girls after him? Remember that movie?
No.
He's Not Yours, He's Mine, or whatever it was. It was on BET. It's a funny movie. It's the brother that was in... what movie? He was in Drumline. He was the brother that was going across on Drumline. Anyway, in this movie, him and Coleco, you know, from Martin, they two friends, and so he's this brother, and so this sister hires our girl Karen to be the virgin. She's supposed to come in and because she want to see if her man would cheat. You know how women do. I want to see if he gonna mess around with me. So you go and see, can you get with him? So anyway, you know, to make a long story short. They kind of got into it because she was like, hey, girl, if I really want them, I can get them. And she was like, no, you can't. So then Karen was like, okay, no problem. Put the full press on his ass. But anyway, she'll be here on August 7th. And when I tell you, boy, that's a fine thing there, Miss Elliott. You just go look at Miss Elliott. It's Karen, and it's C-A-R-Y-N, Ward. Go look her up, dog.
I will.
Yeah, go look her up, bro. Matter of fact, I'll wait. Go do it now. I'll wait. I want to get your response when you see this thing. Ooh, wait. Yeah.
She ain't one more beast, so I don't know. Let me see.
there you go, brother. I like what you're doing. Look, a bird in the hand beats two in the bush. Keep that one together. Yo, go check it out.
That's right.
Check out.
That's right.
I know.
That's right.
Keep in mind now, yes. There's a time limit with Momo B. Momo B will get rid of your ass in about 90 days, so you better move your ass, Miss Elliott. You better go.
Karen Ward, right?
It's for sex.
Karen Ward, yeah. Uh-oh. We swinging.
At the left, there was a man and woman having sex, and at the right, there were two men having sex. No, I wasn't sitting down. I was having drink after drink after drink.
We know.
Sex is for sex.
You didn't leave?
I didn't leave. See, look, see, she didn't leave. Who the hell am I leaving? Why am I going to leave? I wore this dress and no drawers. I'm staying here
and enjoying
myself.
Sex is for sex.
Damn right she is. Hey, Miss Terry, hey, girl.
Hey, everybody. Hey, Momo B. Hey, Richard. Hey. Elias, hey, Jay. Ernest is not here today.
No, he's not. I'm just Gary.
Hallelujah.
I had a little bone to pick with Mr. Ernest.
Oh, really? Why don't you tell us so we can... Yeah, what bone do you have to pick with him? We'd love to hear it.
Well, I posted on, the show page that some artists were doing a boycott of Florida. So it happened that Stevie Wonder is the main one that's really doing a boycott.
Right.
And so he has the audacity to put us, Mr. Noah, call a Stevie Wonder Mr. Know-It-All. Really?
Uh-oh.
Really? Really, Ernest?
Well,
really?
Uh-oh.
I saw that. And me and Ernest cool, but Stevie Wonder... Now, all of a sudden, you don't like, what does Stevie Wonder do to you? Like,
because he was impressed by Stevie Wonder, and then he did a Eddie Murphy joke and all that. I saw that. I peeped it.
I think we should have a black people's meet. Let's have a black people's meet while he's gone. I think that when he show up, we need to get his ass. That's what I think. I think we just need to take care of nipping the damn bull.
I always knew he wanted to get his ass. I always knew it.
Oh, you know what? Shut up, Mr. Elliott. You always got so smart to say. I'm trying to send you. I'm sending you some precious things in the private chat right now. I'm sending you some joy, and you got something smart to say. That's what I'm doing. I'm sending you joy right now. Joy, okay. Mr. Elias.
And
joy.
Pain. And I'm going to tell you some pain, Mr. Elias. I'm going to tell you some pain.
Okay. All right. Well, hey. Hey, I'm going to send it right back to you, baby. I ain't for
okay.
it. I'm going to give, you, I'm gonna give it to you right
back.
Don't make
no promises you can't keep.
I trust me, I can keep it. Hey, when you want, hey, trust me on that one, baby girl. You won't be none. How about that? Hello.
Sorry, Mr. Ellis, what you think, dog? What you think, man? What you think?
I'm trying to pull it up now, man.
Calm down, relax.
I'm sorry. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, so, Miss Terry, how you been doing today? You been doing good, girl. Everything is good with you in your life, girl. Miss Terry. Talking to you.
You might have to change that intro, because you know when I get famous, you're going to change that intro to something else.
Yeah, well, that means we're never going to change that intro, because your ass ain't going to never get saved. That's for damn sure.
Oh, my
so
God.
So I ain't got to worry about nothing. How about that?
Uh-huh.
I hear my boy. I hear my boy. What's up, Miss Elliot?
Oh, Honest?
No, you. Ha ha ha! You're funny. All right. Anyway, look. Welcome in, folks. 347-850-1272. Glad you guys are now. Okay. Listen. Today,
yes.
Because of what happened on Wednesday, which was a blessing in disguise, we were trying to kill some time, and so we started. You know, I started soliciting questions from my favorite social network tag, and they started coming in. So people were like, "Hey, why don't you guys answer a few questions for us?" I'm like, hey, no problem. Send me some questions, and then on Saturday, we will answer questions on Saturday. So today is Saturday, and I do have some questions. And some of our answers are comical, but some of our answers are straight to the point. So let's just not delay this any further. Let's get right into it. All right, the QOD, the question of the day, it's Q&A Saturday. That's why you send questions. I already have them, and we will answer them. Now, you can also call in 347-850-1272 and answer something. We had a girl call us one time and ask us, do we know any doctors in Minnesota? I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? So that's it, 347-850-1272. Call us and tell us. To give you the question of the day, it's Q&A Saturdays. Ask us what you like. Now, Ms. Ellis, do you remember that chick that called in saying that, I got a question for y'all. Do y'all know any good doctors in Ohio?
Yeah,
hey, Mama, be smart, Ed. Why you calling us and asking us a mess like that?
Yeah, why don't you Google it? What kind of question is that?
Yeah, that's what you said, too. Yeah, why don't you Google it? You think we are the Yellow Pages or something? Jesus Christ.
That was a complete weirdo.
thank you, Miss. Yeah, the views and opinions. Jesus Christ. So, all right, listen, I'm going to go to my funky bag of tricks, and I have a few that I selected that I think will give us some good conversation. Now, this first person asked me not to use their handle, even though by their handle there's no way. Let me do this first, because she wanted to make sure that she was listening when we talked about it. So give me a second. Let me go out here. And, all right, I'm logged in. Let me send a note here and see if she's alive and present. Anyway, while we do this. So anyway, listen, so coming up this Wednesday, Alicia Brode will be in the house this Wednesday. And then the following Wednesday after that, we have Karen Ward on the show. Mr. Elias, were you able to do a drive-by, sir?
Yes. Thank you very much. Yes,
that's what I thought. Yes. That's what I thought. Yeah, she'll be here. She's all mine, Mr. Elias. So you, let me tell you something, bruh. Don't do it. Okay.
I got Mama B. I'm good.
Yeah, I like it. All right. Okay, she is listening. Okay, good. All right, here's the question. And distinguished panel of experts. Not. Here's the first question. This lady is saying that her son is dating a woman that's a year older than her. What should she do? She is 49 years old. That means her son, who is 27, is dating a 50-year-old woman.
What should
she do in this situation? So let me go to you, Mr. Elias. What should she do, bro? Lady older than her?
What she should do is give him some advice on how to tap that ass. That's what she should do.
Oh, you know, okay, stop it, Mr. Elias.
Stop it that way. Tap it this way and do it like that, son, because that's how women like it. Hell, ain't nothing wrong with him like a naked experience, man.
Wow. It's unbelievable. I can't believe you said that.
Why?
I just can't believe you said that. Why would you? That's disrespectful to her. That's her son, Mr. Elias.
Okay, it's her son. Okay, and he like old women. So what?
Oh, and you called her old, too. How about mature with it? You know what? We're going to skip you because you have just probably insulted her in so many ways come Friday. We're going to keep rolling with it. Okay, thank you, Ms. Elliott.
I know.
But you can't say that.
Why can't I?
It's like someone saying to you, okay, well, let's reverse it, Ms. Elliott. Let's reverse it. Let's reverse it. Let's reverse it. Let's reverse it. Here, let me ask you this question. Let me ask you this question. You have a daughter that's dating a man that's a year older than you. So are you going to tell your daughter how to satisfy that man? That's what I thought.
You know what? You are categorizing apples and oranges. If your son, we put this out before. Okay, this is how we put it out before.
How?
When we were talking about sons and daughters and all that other stuff, and I say, if your son was tapping a fine woman, what would you say to him?
I am asking you, Mr. Elias, if you had a daughter that was dating a man that's a year older than you, so are you going to tell your daughter what to do to please that older man?
Apples to oranges.
Okay,
ask
let me go to somebody else. Okay.
Son.
Okay.
Ask me what I tell my son.
No, I didn't ask you that. Mama B, talk to me.
Yes.
Talk to me.
Yes.
Is that apples and oranges, Mama B, is still your
child? They are two different things. It's two different things.
No, they're not.
Why?
Yes, they are. It's different. It's just different. Now, you say that because you're you, but it is really different. If I have a son, if I have a 21, 22?
27-year-old son.
Oh, 27. That means he's old past the I'm not babying a 27-year-old. I might baby a 20-year-old. I'm not babying a 27-year-old. So, okay,
what are you
if he's
about?
Dating somebody, I'm just breaking down how I look at my
children. Oh, okay, we're all here.
He's 20 now, and I may be all up in his business now. But at 27, I would hope that I would think, okay, he's mature now. And if he started dating a lady 1 year younger than me, I would have
1 year older.
What she look like? Well, okay, 1 year older. Okay, but you know they cute nowadays. So she, I can look at her and not even believe her age. So I was saying, but my thing is, I wouldn't be so much concerned about her age per se, because like I said, she probably wouldn't look as old as she is. But what matters to me is what she want with my son. Like, does she really like him, or is she trying to prove something to her recently divorced husband, or what does she want? What is her intention? That's what I would want to know. And she passed
my
test and everything's cool.
My question to you is, would you tell your son what to do to please an old woman? Would you say to him, yeah, you need to hit this thing like this? Would you talk to your kid that way?
No, because we don't talk like that. I don't know.
So that's my point with Mr. Elias.
I'm talking comparing a woman to a man. Thank you. If
yeah,
you would be fine on
my son.
Yeah.
But Mr. Elias is father, so they would talk differently. They would talk
they
differently
would talk,
than
thank
I
you.
When you say that, you said that they can't push your
agree
with you.
My father talks different with him than I do. Because they both, I'm his mother. I don't talk like that.
Okay, so then you're a mom.
Anyway.
My question to you, which is the question she asked, would you tell your son how to please a woman that's a year older than you that he was dating? That's what I thought.
What do you mean by how to please? I don't know what
listen. The reason this started is because Mr. Elias' first thing came out of his mouth, what you need to tell your son is how he can sit there and make that thing, pop that thing, how he can please an old woman. That's what you need to do.
I
can't believe you
asked
said that.
Me my advice. My advice. You didn't ask me what I'd do if I was a mother. You asked me my advice. That was
okay, I'm
my
not talking
advice.
Anymore.
Now move your black ass on.
I
Boy,
am.
You take the hell out of me. You make
I don't
my
give a damn.
The black
How about that? Yeah, well, take your blood pressure medication and go somewhere and sit your ass
and
down. All right, so anyway. Hey, whatever.
And
Mama
take
B.
it with that fuzzy jacket of yours.
Hey, man, you can go to hell. How about that?
How about
you know
that?
What? I don't like your ass. I can't stand your
care.
Butt. Anyway,
like
all right. So,
you
okay, thank you,
me.
Ms. Elias. Thank you. We're past you. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. So, Momo B. So, my question to you is: would you give your son advice to do with Miss Elliott. Would you take Miss Elliott's advice?
Why do you ask? You're past me. Why are you still on my name then?
Okay, all right. You're fine. I'm not going to use your name. Okay, you're fine. You're right. You're right. You're right. Would you take the advice of the person that just spoke previously?
No, I'm not sexual advice of how to keep her. No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't do that.
That's what I thought.
That's the mother talking about.
The
father's different. Just like you
got
my point on
this
show.
But she's... Okay, Miss Elias. Give Miss Elias. She's a mother. She's asking advice. You didn't say... You give her
advice. You asked me what I would tell my son.
No. Ask you a damn thing. She asked your ass. I don't give a damn. I wouldn't take your advice for nothing. She crazy for you. She's considering your black ass.
I
would
take yours, you black bastard.
Hello. Okay, let's take a breath. So what was her question? We heard the scenario. What was her question? What was her question?
Her question was, here's a question. She says, her situation, let me go back and read it. Her situation is she has a son that's 27 years old that's dating a woman that's a year older than she. What should she do about that situation? Your
Nothing.
Advice.
There's nothing she can do. What can she do? What does she want to do? She want to stop it? I don't understand. What does she want
to
do?
I don't know.
Oh, what?
Talk like it's my situation. It ain't my situation. I'm just saying. All right, let me go. Okay, Richard, let's get some spiritual guidance in here. We get somebody that prays Jesus, because I tell you, these heathens. But come on, Richard, talk to me, baby.
I pray Jesus.
What should she do?
Every time I blow one out.
Oh, my God. Oh. The views and opinion. All right, so come on, Momo. I'm confused. Rich sister, what should she do?
I would be definitely concerned about what
Thank
the
you, Rich sister.
Lady. Intentions were.
I said the same thing. We talked
in
here. I said I was concerned about the intentions.
Yeah, well, you package yours with heathen thoughts around it. She's just giving this to me pure. It's just pure thoughts, not that other stuff that came with it.
See how he is, Momo B. See how he is.
Yeah, I know. Go ahead, Richard.
I got my damn. Look here, I got me some gold polish. I got on the two finger hater ring. Yes, Richard. Yes,
I would more so have a conversation with her, but I mean, my son is grown. I mean,
27.
But I was more concerned about.
So you'd go
her
to her.
Yeah. Or just talk to him like you know, at least either together or you know. But I'd be more concerned about her intentions.
Right.
Huh? You know, for someone who religiously watched Good Times, I can't believe that she's not going back to when James Evans was mad at that dude that was dating Thelma. I can't believe that, Momo B. Oh, damn. So, Rich Sister, you're saying she should approach the 50-year-old and ask her, what the hell is up, woman to woman? So let me ask you something. Let's do a little role playing before the end of the break. Okay, I'm the 50-year-old woman, and you're going to come to me and talk to me. Ring! Hello?
Hello?
All right, Rich Sister, apparently you don't understand the concept of role playing. Maybe we'll explain this to you during the break, and we'll come back and try this again. Okay, Rich Sister, okay, you are calling the 50-year-old to ask her what is going on. Because, see, listen, we're a community radio show. Let's give her all the information she needs to make this situation right. Are you willing to help me, Rich Sister?
Okay.
All righty. Boy, I tell you what a hell of a tease. And don't forget now, if you're just tuning in, if you missed a 3-minute commentary, tonight, instead of What's So Damn Funny, we're going to re-air and replay the 3-minute commentary. Definitely want you guys to listen to it because there's a special message involved in it, and we want people to be able to get the word out. So stay tuned for that. It's the J. Rouse Show. It is a Saturday edition, 347-851-272. Don't go anywhere. Sit tight. But the bed bugs bite.
Yeah,
don't forget now.
Yeah, because I need to answer that question since I like younger men.
I know you will. I was trying to avoid you because I tell you, you know, we all know what your answers are. You know, I mean, there's nothing to ask you. I mean, I don't know why we even come in. What are we asking her for?
Get him,
Miss Karen. I mean, she like young dudes. I mean, she, you know, that's what she does. She has tootsie roll pop. She has tootsie roll pop on her boobs.
How many licks does it take to get to the tootsie roll center of a tootsie pop?
Yeah, I don't know. I always end up biting.
Yeah, that's her. I mean, so why are we even asking her?
I'll answer it after the break. I'll let you know what the real deal is.
Oh, all right. Well, that's coming up. All that and more. J. Ryle Show, don't go nowhere.
You a bad girl and your friends bad too. Oh, she got the swag, so she drippin' swag goo. You a bad girl and your friends bad too. Oh, she got the swag, so she drippin' swag goo. Oh.
I may be young, but I'm ready to kill you all, my love. I told my girl you can get it. Don't slow it down, just let it go. So in love, I'll give it all away. Just don't tell nobody tomorrow. Don't do that. I'll do it every way. Because I can feel the morning light. We like to party.
Something like this. Hit it!
Momo B, final thoughts, jeez.
My final thought is learn my body. Just because I'm wet does not mean I had an orgasm.
Oh,
so learn it.
All right.
Learn it and recognize.
Oh, my God. I don't even know what to say behind that. Jeez. Learn her body. Okay, and Miss Elias, man, final thoughts, McDowell.
Oh, man, my final thoughts are this, man. Blur my body. Ain't no head out. you know.
All right.
Look, and my final thoughts is, learn my body, hell. Just because I'm squirting like a pig don't mean I am enjoying myself. Just because I'm squirting like a pig don't mean I'm enjoying myself. I could be faking. Oh, damn. Oh, damn.
Rewind.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you. Now, back to our show.
What time it is?
You gonna eat your cornbread?
Oh, Trevor.
Let's get ready to rumble.
Excuse me, brother. What we call drugs is 74th Street Baptist Church. We call a Tennessean.
Well, around here, between Normandy and Weston, we call this here a little twin.
Wow.
Nigga.
347-850-1272 is our call-in number. 347-850-1272. It's a Saturday. Glad you guys are in the house. You're listening to the J. Ryle Show Saturday edition. 347-850-1272 is that phone number again. Hanging out with the very best in the business, my boy, Mr. L.E.S. What's happening, partner?
Who you with?
Momo BZ in the easy air. Daddy, please.
Hello.
Oh, and Miss Terry is in the house. Hey, girl.
Hey.
Yeah, I paid my money. Yeah, I stayed. And of course, oh, man, Rich Sisters in the house. Hey, girl. All right, before the break, we were talking about situations. One of the listeners sent us a message. I solicited questions on my favorite social media. I love Tag better than Facebook. I don't give a damn what nobody say. But got some questions in. So her question was, she has a son that's dating a woman that's a year older than she. And so she's asking the
that's
a Grammy winner. That's a Grammy winner. Yeah, keep singing. I don't even know what that was, but keep singing. It sounded good. I didn't hear it. Yeah, go ahead. Finish singing. I didn't hear it. What was it? Go ahead.
I've been in love with a man nearly twice my age. I don't know what it is, but he just seems of a beautiful age. Every time I say, I don't know the rest of the words.
What the hell was that?
It's a reggae song. It's reggae, so you might not be up on
that. Oh, hell no. I would.
Hey, look, the only
reggae song I know is Shabba, Mr. Lover Man, Shabba. That's it.
That is a Shabba song. That's Shabba Rice, I believe. Yes. Yeah, I think.
It didn't sound like Shabba.
It's one of them. No, because I was singing a lady part. Duh.
Oh, it sounded like Shabby. You sound like Shabba. It sounded like Shabby. Okay, anyway. All right, so.
Go ahead.
Sorry. All right, look, folks. It is 10 minutes after the hour. Glad you guys are in. Hope you guys are enjoying the show. Don't forget now, coming up in the very last set of the show, we're going to replay the three-minute commentary for you. I want you to hear that. I think it's an important message.
Oh, no.
It's not I think. It is an important message. Who said oh, no?
I said, oh, no, because you know me. I'm
full of
laughter and joy, so let me know beforehand so I could go wash some dishes.
Because you know, get some tissues out.
Oh, shit. Yeah. My daughter came from around the corner. She said, I already washed them. I guess
okay.
I'm going to find me something else to do.
All righty, then. Thank you, whatever that was. All right, so look, so Rich Sister and I are going to play this scenario out because Rich Sister said, why y'all laughing? Rich Sister said that she would confront the lady to find out exactly what she was up to. So since we are a community radio show, we feel that it's only... Yeah?
But you're talking about confront. It doesn't have to be anything,
oh, okay.
You know.
Too harsh a word. Confront with too harsh a word.
Yeah, because you trying to make Rich Sister sound gangsta. You don't appreciate that.
And that's
well,
not
gangsta,
that.
Not
like that.
Oh,
and
okay, okay.
That I have to really go... And it's nothing that you have to really... Talking about going by your son's back, because like I told you, he's grown. But it can be done like the two of them together and just, you know.
Adult-like.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I'll play the son part, Jay. You can play.
Jesus just saved your life. Hallelujah.
Hell no, Miss Elias. We don't want you involved in this at all because you're going to be a jackass as a son. Hell no.
I would speak my mind as a son. So
wait a minute, but
that.
She didn't say she wanted to talk to you. She said she wanted to talk to the lady. Now, are you bringing your son along?
She said she would talk to both of them, didn't she?
Okay, fine. Okay, so now, Rich Sister, scenario one, you need to talk to your son first. So, Miss Elias is your son. You had a bad-looking, ugly-ass son, by the way. I just wanted to tell you that. But anyway, your son wants to talk to you first.
You're the ugliest woman I've ever seen in my life.
but you want it. All right, so, okay, Rich Sister. All right.
You know what? Miss Terry hasn't answered yet.
Are you getting scared, Miss Sister? Do I hear
nervousness? I don't trust this. I don't trust this.
What?
Whole...
What?
It's a community radio show.
Why are you doing this?
I don't trust you.
The network.
Yeah.
Miss Terry,
don't get
answered. Be on the network. Damn. That's a lot. Miss Sister.
I believe it's Miss Terry's turn.
Okay, we'll go to Miss Terry. But think about how you're going to approach it because your son is coming over. It's Mother's Day. He's coming by to say hello. And so you got to confront your son. And then, you know, I can meet you at a coffee shop or you can call me, whatever you want to do. But let's go to Miss Terry. Miss Terry, girl, what's your advice to this mother who is just distressed about this situation that her son is beating up some guts that's a little bit older than hers?
Oh, my God.
First of all, there is really nothing the mother can do.
Well, I appreciate that.
Listen, he's 27 years old. Second, for the answer about teaching, he is being taught. So,
oh, boy.
Right.
Yeah.
He's teaching him better than I could.
But there's really nothing. But like Rich Sister said, you can, you know, be around them a lot or just see who she is. I mean, you know, my daughter's family did that with me. He was 24 and I was 33.
This is the other woman that we're talking to. This is the woman that would probably be dating your damn son, this one right here.
We're not going to... This is the thing... With a lot of older women, we don't say, oh, yeah, I'm going for the 20, you know, how old are you, 24? Okay,
well, you do.
No, we don't. That's just who we're attracted to. They just
For a chance to be younger. Kind of damn answer. Wait a minute, you saying you dating a young dude because that takes you back to when you were that age?
No, we still act the age we do. We just might have a young heart, but we don't act immature.
Boy, this is a pimp.
What are you talking about?
You're a pimpstress. Oh, man, I didn't know you were. I didn't know you got down like this, girl. Wow.
Why would I have to go down and act younger because I'm with an older girl?
You never dated an older dude. I mean, I'm just saying, the youngins should be going after.
Wait, hold on.
Time out. I missed it. I'm sorry. I was talking to my daughter. What did Miss Terry say?
Oh, well, sorry. We're going to rewind the show for your ass because you're doing other things.
She can repeat it. It just doesn't take 2 seconds.
No, he was asking me.
I want to know what you said.
Oh, no. I'm going to act immature because I'm with a younger guy. That doesn't make any sense. Why would I want to act immature just to get with a younger guy? Sometimes you don't even know really their age. You know, the first time I look at somebody, I was like, how old are you? I know if you're older, I know that. But a lot of older guys look kind of young. You know, a lot of young guys look kind of older, you know?
Right. That's my thing. Never ask. I learned that already. Because when I asked, I was like, oh, no. If I was a man, it would have went doo-doo-doo-doo.
Now, Miss Terry, boy, damn, her little tata's fucked up. How old are you? I'm 21. Ooh.
No.
I need a fan.
A grown man at 27, how is his mama going to tell him who he going to date?
Unless you live in her house. I would assume he's out of the house. That's another question. Is he out the house?
Okay, we'll wait.
If he's out, then you ain't got nothing to say.
No,
he's
you
out.
Didn't say me out the house.
Now, if he was in the house, and I'm going to tell you this, if he in my house and he's dating an older woman older than me, you better get a car, buy a car, she better have a car or something, because this ain't working. There'll be some improvement and betterment going on around here. You better, I'm telling you right now, I'm a old school his ass. Oh, ask me a word, right on the show? I'm an old school him right now. If you date somebody older than me and you still in my house, you got problems. We
but
really
even
do.
If I like,
but it won't be a problem for long. It sure won't. It's going to be all solved.
And even if I like younger guys, I don't think I would want my daughter to date.
If you like them.
Oh,
what do you mean,
if? My daughter's girls are a whole different topic.
Yeah, that's just kind of different to me. That what do you really want? What would an older man... You know, like,
yeah, no. Get away,
no,
you old buzzard. Get away. As a matter of fact, what's your number?
No.
You got to go.
Well,
get away from my
there's
daughter.
There's a difference, Jay. There's a difference. You got
yes,
it.
Yes, there is.
Yeah.
Men are men, and men just want the couture. That's all they want. You got to use and abuse my daughter set off to the side so she can be destroyed for the rest of her life looking at men on the screen, acting all crazy. You're not doing that to mine. No, you're not. Just have time with these little boys and work her way up. She ain't gonna jump into a 41-year-old dating and surviving and he's doing her thing. But you know they talk slick. 40-year-olds talk slick to these young girls and they'll have her on the roof looking crazy.
Yeah.
Oh no, you're not doing that.
Shut up. You be quiet. I ain't listen to you no more. She's on the roof. Oh God. Okay. Yes, Rich Sister. What were you trying to say, Rich Sister? Yes.
Yeah, you got more the women with that cougar mentality.
Yeah, we have one on the show.
Because we can't find
nothing
else. Thank
you. How long you been driving? I've been driving for 6 years. Hey, come see me.
You don't even know. You can't even relate, so shut up. Go ahead.
No, because there's no way I would do nothing like that. That's why I can't relate.
Listen, what are you talking about? You don't even know what we're talking about. Cougars. You don't know nothing about that.
What I'm saying is that I wouldn't be dating nobody the same age as my kids. That's what I'm trying to tell you. How about that?
Because you're a man. I would hope not.
Yeah.
What difference does that make?
You look like an old pervert.
Okay, there's plenty of examples of that going on right now. What are you talking about? There's old men.
Hold on, homie.
Don't bring it here. All right, so, Rich Sister, we haven't forgot about this. All right, Rich Sister, look, we need some help.
No, we can't back to Rich Sister, but just keep talking.
But hold on, here's the deal. She said that her son's not living with her, so I guess somebody asked her that question. So, no, her son's not living there.
And she wants to hear
us role play the situation. So, Rich Sister, she wants to hear us role play the situation. And she's getting a kick out of this, too, by the way. All right, so listen. All right, Rich
Aww,
sister.
Oh, thank you, Carla.
Rich sister, you're the mother. You're her, okay? Miss Elias is your son. He's an old-looking 27-year-old, but he's 27.
He looks like he's about 50. It's the old, fat, bald woman that I'm dating. He's an old-looking-ass
27 years old. Boy, he old now.
He's
an old-looking
ass woman I'm dating. They wear a big leather, brown leather jacket.
He's 27. All right, so anyway. So, Mr. Elias is your son, Rich sister. It is time to do this. All right, Rich sister. So now, Miss Elias, it's Mother's Day. You're going over to see your mom, and she has something to say to you. Let's roll them. Action!
Happy Mother's Day, Mom. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you? Thank you.
I'm good. Just living my life, doing my thing. You know, Mom, I'm starting to date this older woman. She's bald head and she wore this brown leather jacket. I'm trying to make her look solid as hell. But
hey, stop.
I kind of
care
about her.
Cut. Miss Elias.
No, I can do it.
Cut. Miss Elias. You need to stop this. Okay, fine. I'm sorry. No more jokes. All right, Miss Elias. Let's pick up with Mother. Happy Mother's Day. Action.
Happy Mother's Day, Mama.
Thank you, son.
Mm-hmm. How you doing? You doing all right?
Huh?
You get everything you want for Mother's Day?
Having you here is present enough, son.
Okay, well, thank you, baby. I appreciate that.
You call your mama baby? I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I didn't mean to interrupt.
I call my mama baby all the time. Sure, I do.
Okay, sorry.
Don't you?
Sorry. Action!
Yes. This fat producer keeps breaking in and busting up our show, Mom.
Sorry.
Okay. So, Mom, you got anything you want to talk to me about?
Like pulling teeth.
Well, I just wanted to talk to you about the lady that you brought up. For me to meet the other night.
Okay.
Tell you a little bit about how you met her.
I saw her in a grocery store, and we just got to talking about certain things, Mom, and she piqued my interest. I was really feeling her.
Because I'm just concerned about the age difference between the two of you, like. What do you feel that you have in common with her?
Well, you know something? We both like the same music. She likes to do the things I like to do. And, she treats me well.
Shut up, Bobo.
She treats me like a king should be treated, Mom. She treats me like I need to be treated.
And how long have you known her? How long have you known her?
Jay, how long have I known her?
Hell, I don't know. Just make up a number.
Okay,
it's
I've been dating her 6 months.
Mom. Okay, no one says 6 weeks.
Six weeks.
I've been dating her 6 weeks, Mom. 6 weeks.
Oh, does she have any children?
Of course.
Not.
Yeah, she got a couple of them, Mom, but they don't live at home.
They're out. They lied. Of course they don't live at home.
Yeah, I'm just concerned because of the age difference. I just don't want you to get hurt, son.
Well, Mom, all I'm doing is dating her right now. I'm not talking about marrying her. We're just dating. We're just having a good time dating.
I mean, you're grown. I can't tell you what to do, but I'm just concerned and just, you know.
Well, thank you for recognizing that I'm grown, Mom. But, hey, you know what, Mom? I'm not talking about man. It's just we're just dating right now, and we'll take it from there. That's what we're doing.
Bye-bye. Let's wrap this up. Come on, I want
that. All right. Yeah, thank you. That was Hold on, I guess I should give him an applause, huh?
Yes, give him an applause. Give him an applause. That was all my children's dry ass.
Damn. Okay, give him a round of applause.
Yes, with it.
Oh, my God. All right, let's get
okay,
him to the phone line.
Okay, come on with my son. My 27-year-old son, let's go.
All right, hold on for a second. Let me get to the phone line. 347-850-1272 is our call-in number. 347-850-1272. This is I think we have Callie Wood on the line.
Okay.
Hey, Callie Wood.
I don't know what the heck that was.
Oh, man, I can't wait for this. On the other side, Miss Elias is coming for Mama. Yeah, Rich Sister, boy. And look, hey, Rich Sister, and Callie Wood said, Rich Sister's supposed to be an actress. I'm going to tell you what your girl said. I'm going to tell you what your girl said. That's what you said. All right, look, on the other side of the break, folks.
Oh, my God.
All right, Mr. Elias is the son that's dating the 50-year-old woman. He's coming to his mama's house, and the mama and sister is there. Played by Momo B is the mama, and Callie Wood is the sister. Ooh, sit tight. I can't wait to hear this. We'll be back after this. Don't go nowhere.
I know you're going to dig this.
Hey, yo, what up? What up? It's Kel Spencer, the Brooklyn Spartan.
It's your boy, Dennis Lucky Taylor.
We have the one and only Garage. And now, listen,
I'm here. I'm so happy to be with you. Thank you very much. You guys are hungry. I want to cook for you.
Tony Woods would be in the house tonight.
Ain't no knock-knock, who there, you know. Knock-knock, who there? I got a doorbell, man. What you ringing? What you knocking on the door for, sucker?
Yeah, when I'm up in Houston, H-Town, Texas, you know what I'm saying? I'm listening to the Jerry Ed Show. Man, them girls will kill you.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Monica Blair, all the way from Detroit.
When I'm chilling at the crib, just doing what I do, I'm listening to the J. Ryle Show.
Please believe it.
What's up, everybody? This is Cy Smith, and when I'm in my hotel room all by myself and my batteries have gone dead.
Excuse me. Oh, no, he didn't.
What you talking about? Really?
I tuned into Jay on the J. Ryle Show.
Rewind. Fine.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Who knows?
you believe it, yo? The third and final set of the J. Ryle Show is here.
Point blank, it is what it is.
No doubt. Make it do what it do, yo.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Say hello to my little friend.
I thought I told you never to interrupt me while I'm working.
What's that?
347-850-1272 is our calling number. 347-850-1272. Welcome back to the third set of the J. Ryle Show Sugar. All right, folks, it's time to tell you what's coming up here on the TJRS Radio Network, online radio at its best, and, of course, friends and family of the show. All times are central, especially when I'm giving a rundown. Starting tomorrow morning, 9 a.m., it is the Sirius side. We're back live here on the TJRS Radio Network. It's the Sirius side of the J. Ryle Show, which happens every Sunday morning right here on the TJRS Radio Network at 9 o'clock a.m. Me, Mr. Elias, Dr. Prince's Audia, Steve from Indianapolis, and, of course, our political strategist, Jerome Esprit from EspritRadio.net. One of the things we're going to be talking about tomorrow is why do black people hate President Obama? If you're curious, stop on in, listen before you go to church. Intelligent conversations by ordinary people. It's the serious side. Of course, we're back here Wednesday on the Wednesday edition of the J. Ryle Show, 7:30 p.m., me, Momo, BZ, and the Heezy, Mr. Elias, and Dr. Princess Ardilla, and, of course, Lightskin stops by as well. This Wednesday, hopefully, we'll have Alicia Halton in the house. I'm telling you, it's a great interview. You guys need to stop in. Her story is a hell of a story. If you are going through some turbulent times, you need to stop in and listen to this lady. So hopefully she will be here this Wednesday. And, of course, Friday nights is Ladies First Radio. Matu Adonis and Dr. Princess Odia, 7 o'clock, right here on the network. The Ladies Inspirational Conversation. Show was so great last week, we had to extend it 30 minutes. Starting to get good, folks. Stop in. Check out Ladies First Radio with Matu Adonis and Dr. Princess Odia. And, of course, Saturday, we're back here doing what we do. Me, Momo, BZ, and the Easy, Mr. L.E.S., Big E, of course, Rich Sister, Miss Terry, Callie Wood, everybody calls in and hangs out with us. This is the Saturday edition of the J. Ryle Show. And, of course, now, if you want to check out Ernest, go to ERN, go to ErnestRadioNetwork.com. You can get all the show schedules there. And let's go to Rich Sister. Rich Sister Girl, tell everybody where they can get you, baby.
You can check me out. Thoughts for Vision, Monday through Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific Time by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/thoughtsforvision. You can check me out every second and third Sunday on Caliwood, also at 1:30 p.m. Pacific Time by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Caliwood.
Speaking of Caliwood, beautiful segue. Caliwood, baby. Tell them about Caliwood Nation, baby.
Caliwood Nation is on 7 days a week, Monday through Thursday from 8 p.m. to 9, Fridays from 9 p.m. to 11, Saturdays from 11 a.m. to 2, and Sundays from 1:30 to 3. And you can go to CassandraCaliwood.com. Find out any other information you need to know, babies.
Ooh, baby, hey girl. And of course, Monday through Friday from 10 to 12, it's Kings in the Morning, Light Skin, a.k.a. J. King, Johnny Graham Cracker, David Robert Redwine, and the Cussing Preacher, Lenny Lynn. Those guys are funny. Stop in Monday through Friday. Stop in and listen to these boys, man. They are crazy, them boys. And of course, our boy G.O.G. in the place to be. Just type his name in the top right-hand corner.
G.O.G. He ain't been here in a minute. You still promoting his
ass. It don't make no damn difference. So what? He's still a friend of the damn show. That's my boy, G.O.G., in the place to be. If you're listening on Blog Talk, go to the top right-hand corner and type his name in, and you can get G.O.G. and what's happening with the G.O.G. network. Now, how about that? All right, 347-850-1272 is our calling number. 347-850-1272. Hey, listen, it is the Saturday edition. The Q&A, the question of the day, it's Q&A Saturday. You can just, call us with a question. I solicited some questions off my favorite social network, and I have some questions. When you're not strong, and I'll be your... let's see she do that. I just jump a song with every time she does this.
Yes.
Just come get me. So anyway, so look, the scenario right now is a young lady, her son's 27 years old, he's dating a lady that's 50 years old, 1 year older than the mama. So what we're doing as a community radio show is that we're trying to give her some guidelines, and she said she is enjoying the hell out of this. So what we're doing, we're trying to play this out. We're giving her advice. So now we're going to pick up our scene. Mr. Elias is the son. He's going to his mama's house, which is played by Momo Beezy in the Heezy. And the auntie is over there, too, which is being played by Kelly.
Shaking some corn. We shaking some corn and snapping some peas.
Ooh,
yes.
Nobody knows.
Trouble
I've been. Nobody knew. Oh, I'm sorry. It sounds like a scene out of Amos and Andy's.
Here we go.
Mr. Elias.
Right. Yes.
It's coming
yes.
home. It's Mother's Day, and Mr. Elias is walking through the door. Action!
Yes.
Hey, Mom. Hey, how y'all doing? Happy Mother's Day to both of you, beautiful ladies.
Oh, shit. It's you.
Hey.
Where you been?
Hey, cut. This is rated PG. Watch your damn mouth. Cut.
I'm sorry. The TJRS network is the only network that can't say shit. I'm sorry. I take that.
Oh, hey, one more time. Do it. One more again.
Yes. Okay.
One more again.
Here we go.
All right, here we go. Ready? Action.
Hey, my aunt, how y'all doing, baby? How y'all look, both y'all ladies look good. Happy Mother's Day.
Oh, Shabagon, it's you. Since you been with that old lady, you ain't got no time to call me, write me, nothing. You done dropped off the face of the earth. What's the problem, son?
Mine ain't like that. It's like this.
I'm just trying to hear what you gotta say. This is the first older woman he dated, and he's gonna vanish? He disappeared. I thought he was in jail. And don't know what you do. But I'm going to tell you one thing. I'm going to tell you this.
Well, I ain't that full of cum. I'm on my mom. I'm telling you.
Whatever, Lester. I'm going to tell you this. Don't use my address for the Loretta Center furniture. Don't use my address. You want to date an older woman? You got to learn the hard way. If you say another word, if you come across this table, you better listen to me, Lester, because I'm telling you, she's much smarter than you.
Lester,
I'm gonna tell you this. Don't come up in my house while I'm snapping peas and shucking corn and talking to me about no old ass lady. I'm gonna tell you this. I love it, and I've always been told you play the cards to be the boss in your own house.
So, hey, you ain't talking to me like that no more. But, hey, Mama, Lester, let me tell you something.
You see, this is why. This is what happens when you start dating an older woman. You think it's okay to talk back. You can't talk back. Lester, let me tell you this. This is the problem I'm having, and I knew it was going to happen. You left this house when you was 21 years old because what you say, Mama, I can't live under your rules and regulations. I want to be free. So you left. So why don't you think because you came back and visited that you're going to talk over me, Lester? Goddamn, I'll...
Great show.
Thank you. All right. Thank you. Great show. Applause. Everybody, applause. Oh, my God. I don't know what the hell that was, but all I can say. Okay, well, yes, you are. You're done. Yeah, because it's not like
you. You smoke crack, don't you?
Yeah. Okay, thank you, Mama B. Yeah. That was great. That was.
She won't leave character.
This joke here. Thank you. This is off a damn wheel. Hey, this is me. This is a joke. Ha, 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 ha. Calm down. Jesus Christ. What was that?
Mama, you don't
scream. What was that? You had one crazy ass aunt singing gospels the whole time. The other mama cussing him out. Miss Elliott talks to Mama. I just want to be disrespectful to his mother. Thank you, guys. That was horrible.
Yes, I'm glad you saw
that.
How's that
being disrespectful? By speaking
yes,
my mind.
She throwing that thing
yes.
on me.
You don't speak your mind in
she's
my house.
Thing
you,
on,
that's
man.
Why you left.
Hey,
that's
I'm
why
not
you
even speaking your mama, but I tell my
you
mama everything.
Okay, thank you. Tip the waitress on your way out. Boo! Jesus. Oh, God, that was horrible. Rich sister, you get the Oscar because that was horrible.
It was very entertaining to me.
It sounded like a bunch of them cackling heads. Oh, God.
You want to stay in jail or not? You decide.
Okay, Miss Terry, which one was better? Oh, God. Was it this sister's version, Project Mama version of the what you just heard? Jesus Christ.
Basically, the bottom line is he's 27, lady, whoever answered the question. He's 27. He does not live in your house, and there is nothing you can see.
He's thinking the topic.
He did. He is 22 years old, and he don't live in my house, and I was upset at him, but when he rolled up in my joint,
you know,
crap, yes, I got at him.
Because, see, if I was Lester, I wouldn't come back. And first of all, Mama tripping, I got holy oil threw at me, I'm flooding.
What was that?
Call you, email you, text your Mama Pete. That would be it. Bye.
Don't come back
here. Yeah, I agree. Them two crazy-ass heifers, boy. Them two move, man. Miss Elias, man, you got some crazy mamas in the hunt. Boy, they
you
crazy.
You
want
to come to Patient Earth. I ain't seen you in 5 years.
That's all. That's all.
Hey. I ain't seen you in 5 years. You come back here and say, hey, happy Mother's Day. What's happening?
With some old, with some old Louis Vuitton luggage.
You ain't got no excuse in the earth, but you took the call and mama want to hug you.
You ain't got a gift. You call, you came in with the brought some baggage, some old woman with kids, eggs and papers.
Oh, damn.
You want me to tell about happy Mother's Day, 27. Come on now.
Okay. All right, then we're going to do. I need to go out and get another question. Oh, gosh. All right, so we're going to step out
because
that was
it. I don't even know why I'm
Hey, listen. Hey, let it go. The lights are off. We said cut. Jesus Christ.
It was just a question. They're serious. Like, it's really happening.
Yeah, Mama B, man, for real.
I can't believe.
Mama B, he's your pretend son. He doesn't belong to your ass. Calm your ass down.
I ain't her son.
She get mad at you for real. Like, oh, you wait till after the show, I'm going to kick you out. Mama B, it's a joke. We playing.
I can't believe you're going to come up in here.
Lord have mercy. That's why she's a Grammy winner. She takes it serious.
Yeah, because I asked my ass, my butt off. And seen two.
Okay, thank you. We don't want to hear that.
That's why I have PS every Thursday, 9 o'clock.
Alrighty then. We're stepping out. But we'll be back. Christ.
What we gonna do now is go back.
Playing that.
Ralph's face.
No one's ever cared like that before. Come here, babe.
Oopsie, I had a oopsie.
Girl, we gonna get along just fine. Back at you. Bask in the ambience. Basking in the ambience. Welcome back. Welcome back. Oh, welcome back. 347-850-1272. This is J-Rouse Show, Saturday edition. Oh, man. Glad you guys are in the house. Hanging out with my boy, Mr. Elias, my right here, man. What's up, now?
Hey, I got you.
Bastion, Momo Beezy and the Heezy, still mad from her damn scenario that she just played.
Yes, I'm mad, and I don't know what the hell is so funny. How about that?
Oh, man. Miss Terry. Miss Terry's in the house with her damn Tootsie Rolls in her damn purse. Hey, Miss Terry, how you doing, girl?
Hey, I was in the club on that song. Hey.
And, of course, Rich Sister's here. Hello, Rich Sister. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
And Callie Woods here, too, as the crazy-ass religious aunt. Hey, Callie.
Hey, y'all. How you doing?
Boy, that was some crazy mess. She up here singing the upper room the whole damn time. The upper room. Like, what the hell is she doing? Uh-oh. Big E's in the house. What's up, Big E?
That freaked me out because I thought he had my back. I was fucking.
Yeah, she was crazy. She was rocking and doing whatever. What's up, Ernest?
What's up, Big J? Everybody else on the panel. I'm sorry, at the table. How's everybody doing tonight?
Little damn panel.
I don't
everybody
know why
doing
I get
that
panel thing in my head.
Yeah. Well, you been, Ernest?
Everybody, Ernest is in the house.
Yeah.
I heard my name was mentioned earlier on the air with a little hot breath behind it, and
yes,
I heard.
Yes, it was.
I don't know what it was about, but I heard one. Miss Terry's got issues,
no
so
problem.
Let's swap it
with
like
no
it's hot, girl.
Though.
What's your problem?
Yes. With no problem, though. Yes.
Hey, listen, I ain't got no drawers. I can take my drawers off to run an even
playing
field.
Oh, no,
field.
Thank
you.
No, thank you. No, thank you. No, thank you, Ernest. Just go and talk to you with your drawers on.
Up.
We don't want that.
Just
thank
take
you.
Take it up. Ernest.
Uh-oh. I'm listening.
That little comment you made when I put a comment up on the show page was unnecessary because you are Mr. Know-It-All, too. So how can you call out Stevie Wonder as Mr. Know-It-All when you are Mr. Know-It-All of the show?
Ooh.
Is that what that... I can't even mess with that. That is so ridiculous. Are you kidding me? This is your beef? This is your beef?
Yes.
There are black children that are going hungry tonight, and this is your problem.
I don't care right now. I'm talking about you and your comment.
Damn.
My comment was accurate. That is my opinion. I'm entitled to it. I ain't taking it back. I think this whole, all these artists not going to states because they have a stand your ground law is absolutely, and listen, they can do what they want to do, but it's just absolutely ridiculous that this is now the thing to do, is if a state has stand your ground, well, we're not going to play there. Well, you know what? Take your broke ass, you know, retro act somewhere else. We've been looking at you for 30 years. We don't need anything else from you. Go on. Go down to Texas or Arizona or wherever the hell they don't have that law. Go ahead. I don't need you. I thought it was stupid that Stevie Wonder and all these people are doing there, you know, trying to stand up for all this stuff. They're not doing anything except making a big fuss about something that, unfortunately, we can't change.
No, we
so
can't
whatever.
Change it. We can't change it. If everything
what I meant was not change Trayvon Martin not being with us anymore.
Well,
of course we can change laws and social policy and things like that. We can.
Right.
The most important thing is we need to change people's minds. You know,
I
meant more specifically, we can't change the fact that Trayvon Martin was murdered at 17 years old by an overly.
That's not what you said.
Well, no, that because that's not what the Post was about either. The Post was about Stevie Wonder, Mary, and whoever these other people are,
yeah,
Stephanie Mills, and all these people. And, you know, I thought I said these people are stupid. I stand by it.
Yeah, you said they were stupid. And yeah, let me jump in there, Miss Terry. Because, yeah, I love Ernest to death. Yes, I do. But this is my thing with Ernest. And I'm going to tell you this right now, homeboy, that...
And look here, my middle name is, and my middle initial is L, but it doesn't stand for Lester. Don't get your attitude up on me. I heard what you just did to that man.
That's the past. We dealing with you right now. My thing is, this is my thing with you, Ernest. You always, always, always on your page speaking about what you believe, what you believe, what you believe.
You bet.
You don't believe in the war. You don't believe in this. You don't believe in that. And that's cool.
I know it's cool.
I'm like, okay, he do what he want to do. But when somebody else is speaking of what they believe, when me, let's say I was Stevie Wonder, I'm like, okay, I don't know how else to deal with this situation. So what I think I'm going to do, because this is what I can do, is not perform in these things. How dare you say that I'm stupid for not performing where I think the law...
Because it's not proactive necessarily. Unfortunately, I think a lot of people are reactive. They're not being proactive. There's a great opportunity and they're not taking it.
Sometimes when you post on your page about your stuff that you post, I say that's not proactive either. It doesn't matter. It's what you think. It's what you feel. It's what you wake up in the morning and why you want to... conclude your day and do what you want to do in your day, in your life. That's what matters. I can't change the world, baby boy, but I can damn sure do what I feel in my heart. That's it.
Well, what's your point? I mean, good, you want a cookie? What do you want from me? What do you want?
And Stevie, no, I'm saying, if Stevie wanted to wake up in the morning and say, okay, I can't change the world, but what I can do is not perform in the state that I feel has.
And you know, I said at the beginning of my comment, he can do whatever he wants to do. He can do whatever he wants to do. And listen, they could put his ass right in the middle of Florida and perform. He wouldn't know the difference anyway. Ain't nobody going to tell him he's in Florida.
Okay, stop this. Okay, hold up. That was a slap in the face.
Eddie Murphy said, Eddie Murphy, I just watched Delirious again, and Eddie Murphy talked about that. He's like, listen, Stevie, I told you, I ain't impressed. You a singer? I ain't impressed. I ain't impressed at all. You want to impress me? Take the wheel for a little while, mother sucker. Take the wheel for a little while. That's what I'm like.
Yes, you want to impress me, do something proactive.
Don't just cancel your little shindig concert at some little palace theater somewhere. I ain't impressed.
The point is that when we want to change in ourselves, we have to start with ourselves. So the little bitty change, you know, you think
it's a little bit. But what is he changing? These people aren't going to go running going, oh, my God, Stevie Wonder's not coming to Florida. Let's change the law real quick so we can get Blind Boy of Alabama back.
But what they're saying, Alex, is that if enough performers say, I'm not coming to Florida anymore,
one by one.
Money talks and bull jive runs a marathon. If enough people stop supporting Florida and stop spending money there, they'll change laws. Because money talks and bull ass runs a marathon. That's all it's saying, in essence.
We'll see.
And one by one, will change it. If I wake up in the morning and say, I'm not doing this, then I'm not doing it. That's me.
Right.
That's my stand. Then if I get other people to follow me, that's how it all starts. One person takes a stand, and they get other people to follow.
Oh, good for you.
Forget him or forget her because she can't see or blind or whatever this case is. And you, Ernest, I would think would not do that to him. You're all blind, Joe. So I'm like, why would you do that? Like, that's not gonna be cute. That's not gonna be cute coming from somebody who has a whole bunch of people against them because of what you believe in is right. So every time you do that, I'm just like, wow. Like, it's just like a wow factor to me. Like, it's crazy.
Well, I'm glad I could wow you. That's a point for me. I'm gonna take that as a compliment.
Okay.
Alrighty then, it is top of the hour, J. Ryle Show, Saturday edition, 347-850-1272. 347-850-1272. You had a little bit of all today, folks. Comedy, sadness, political commentary. I mean, listen, we are a melting box, melting pot of information. Yes, Miss Terry.
What? Oh, well, my whole thing was, it's not the point that you have a, you know, of course you have your point of view, but when you attack a person like, oh, Mr. Know-It-All, or put stuff up like, oh, he is him being blind, that's just kind of hitting below the belt, and that's not right. That's not right.
No, first of all, Momo, you can't speak for me. You don't know what I see or don't see, so don't speak for me. I'm here, and God knows I can speak for myself.
Even talking about you, I was talking about Stevie can't see your degrading comments towards him. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, he can't see a lot of things, but...
Oh, God. Okay. All right. Okay, yes. Yes, hurry up, Miss Terry, please.
My thing is, I have never, you know, I would never, even though I've never met you, Ernest, I would never, ever say a gay joke or whatever because I have respect for you. Even though I don't
and
even
I respect
know
you too, Miss Terry, but I don't, Stevie Wonder's not on my radar, so, I mean, he makes blind jokes about himself. That means if he's done it, then, you know, it's wide open for anybody else, too. He knows people are making jokes about it.
That's the thing, Ernest, he's at home.
Listen here, I'm not going to sit and defend myself about making fun of Stevie Wonder being blind and being stupid for canceling concerts. Y'all can think whatever you want.
Yes,
I really don't care.
Yes,
I still love Stevie Wonder. I still own Stevie Wonder vinyl. I'll still listen to him. I don't care if he cancels a concert. Do what you need to do to try to change the world that you live in. If he's doing it, then good for him. I think it's a dumb idea. I think he could do something better. But if that's what he wants to do, then, you know, that's his business. But I have a right to comment. I have a right to my opinion. If you don't want to hear it, go to the next thread.
All right, thank you very much.
Whatever.
All right, listen. All right, thank you. So, listen, coming up here tonight, we're not doing What's So Damn Funny because, you know, we're going to replay, if you're just tuning in, we're going to replay the three-minute commentary because we want people to get, we want to put a message out, so we want you guys to listen to the three-minute commentary. And also the Bump You song will be a special dedication to the three-minute commentary. Then we'll be back on the other side to wrap it up. It's the J. Ryle Show, Saturday edition, 347-850-1272. Last call coming up.
The views and opinions expressed during the three-minute commentary are not necessarily the views and opinions of the J. Ryle Show. J's three-minute commentary starts now.
You know, tonight's three-minute commentary is not about me or a particular topic. It's about an effort to save a young three-year-old. A young girl in Delaware is battling a rare kidney disease and desperately needs a transplant and a donor. Jordan Maddox is in the end stage of kidney failure. Her mother is trying to spread the word to help her little girl. This beautiful, bubbly three-year-old has been an inspiration to her mother. She teaches me strength. It's not about how big you are or how strong you are. You know, strength is all within, said her mother, Taylor Burton. Even before Jordan was born, she needed every ounce of her strength. A mother says doctors diagnosed the Georgetown, Delaware toddler with a potential deadly disease that causes low-functioning cyst-filled kidneys. She wasn't expected to live long after she was born. We are passing her around, saying goodbye to her because we were just told, like, she's not going to make it. There's nothing we can do, Burton said. Pictures show Jordan after surgery Friday morning. For the past 17 days, her mother says, Jordan has been at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia undergoing hemodialysis in a final effort to filter the little girl's blood. Her mother says she is in desperate need of a kidney transplant. A living donor is, it lasts longer in her body. It's better for her. It's more accepted by her body, Burton says. In a video, her mother says to her daughter, I got this. I got this, little Jordan says back. Burton teaches her daughter daily to continue to fight as she waits for a donor. Family and friends have taken to Facebook and Twitter using hashtag Team Jordan, that's J-O-R-D-Y-N, to bring awareness to the three-year-old girl's plight, hoping that someone would give this ailing little girl the gift of life. I understand that my child is not the only one that needs a kidney, and I understand that she's not the sickest person that needs a kidney. And I just want to raise awareness, inspire people to take action, Burton says. Her daughter is on the transplant list. She's hoping that time doesn't run out. If you'd like to support Jordan or help her out, just go to our Facebook page, the TGRS Radio Network. Scroll down, you will find her story there. Click on the story. You can also go to myfoxphilly.com and find the story as well. Pray for this family. And I just, man, you know, it's just a sad situation when a young person has to fight for their lives. So innocent. What would you do if you were in that situation? I just don't know. That's my thought. That's my opinion. And I'm sticking to it.
That concludes the three-minute commentary. Now back to the show.
Sitting down, then this is your music.
I wanna rock!
Bump you, man!
Bump you, dog!
It is time for J's
kiss my entire ass.
Bump you, song.
Man, bump you, you sorry sap sucker.
You don't have to wait. say goodbye to all our company.
Maybe I should say something nice and wrap it up.
All right, folks, you know the deal. You know the drill. 3 minutes to wrap it up. 3 minutes to wrap it up. All right, Miss Terry, I want to say thank you so much for sending that information. And you know we're going to do everything we can to put the word out there, you know?
Okay. Thank you so much for saying so.
Well, you know how we get down. Miss Elias, man, you know, it's just one of those situations. You know, we all had kids. And, you know, when you have a three-year-old that's fighting for a life, you know, we always start asking these questions. You have these hardened criminals. People are just here for no reason. And then you have a young lady, a young girl that's, you know, if nothing changes,
fighting,
you know, she's not going to be alone. Yeah.
Fighting for her life, man. It's crazy to me, man. I mean, wow. You know. I don't see why death row criminals don't donate their organs, man.
You don't want them rotten ass organs. Who the hell wants them from an old criminal mind to joke? Let them take them to hell with them.
I don't care where they come from. I don't care where they come from. As long as it extends their life, man.
Yeah, well, she's going to need someone. Well, Ernest, she's going to need someone closer to her age. She's 3 years old. I doubt very seriously anything an adult can do that can help her. But, you know, bottom line is that, you know, she needs them, and
yeah.
She didn't get them.
And you know what? I was looking on Twitter. I got a little confused. So I just want to warn people that there is some little blonde girl on there that she's a wannabe something. I don't know what, but she uses the same hashtag with the same spelling of Team Jordan. So it ain't her. If you keep scrolling, you will find who you just heard about.
One minute left.
Wrap it up.
You'll find who you heard, who you talked about on there. I got a little confused. I'm like, is this who we're talking about? But then... Yeah. I don't know if you can give an adult or a child an adult kidney or whatever. I don't know that. So that's going to be some hardcore praying. But you know what? If she doesn't make it, unfortunately, then, you know, she was here for a blessed amount of time and people were blessed by her and, you know.
Yeah.
It's a bad ending, but hopefully that won't happen.
All right, Roma B, baby, give me your final word, girl.
Yeah, my final word is, just like I said earlier at the beginning of the show, that adults need to donate on your driver's license, flip it over, are you a donor or not. When you start to believe that this is the right thing to do, then you will do that for your kids. If I have a kid that's dying, it's not going to make it. Their little body parts still got to go somewhere. So I want to donate my kids as well. Do that. I don't know if you can. I have been in that position. I don't know if you can donate your children's organs somewhere. But if you can, then they go to the organs. They go to the lungs.
My brother's keeper. Yes.
Maybe I should say something nice and wrap it up.
Sir, have you seen this girl?
Hello, friends. I'm Jay, the host of the Jay Ryle Show and the serious side of the Jay Ryle Show. And it's time for another edition of Have You Seen Me?, where we put the spotlight on missing children of color. Tonight, we're in Chicago. Police are asking for the public's help in locating a 16-year-old who has cognitive delayed disorder and went missing 2 days ago on the city's far south side. Malika Marshall was last seen at about 1:30 p.m. Thursday walking northbound on South Halstead Street near 119th Street, police said. Marshall, who the police said has the mental capacity of a 10-year-old, was wearing a blue and black durian skirt with white and blue leggings underneath. She had on a pink shirt and black sandals, and she was wearing her hair in a ponytail going to her back. Marshall was described as a black girl with a dark complexion, black hair, brown eyes. She's 5 feet tall. She weighs 125 pounds. Anyone with information on her whereabouts should contact the Area South Special Victims Unit at 312-747-8274. That number, once again, is 312-747-8274. People, please look for this young lady, because anyone that has mental health issues really is at risk and is a danger to not only themselves, but possibly to others. So, folks, please, let's try to reach out and bring this young girl home. If you know of anyone who's missing and you'd like to see them featured on this show, or on this segment, I should say, all you have to do is pick up the phone and call right now, 347-850-1272, if you're listening to this during a live broadcast, or you can go to our Facebook page at the TGRS Radio Network and put the information there. Contact me direct on Facebook at J Ryle, or you can send an email to the J Ryle Show at Live.com. That's the J R I L Show at Live.com. Pray for all people missing, regardless of color. And until next time, you've been listening to Have You Seen Me, where we focus our attention on missing people of color. Take care.
Somewhere in America, a mother is crying.
A family is torn.
A child is lost,
missing, or even abducted.
We need your help.
Contact your local police station for a listing of missing children in your area,
or log on to www.missingkids.com
to obtain further information regarding missing children in your local community.
But the next face you see
may be a child that will need your help.
Help support America's missing.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Folks, it's time for our final thoughts. Mama B got cut off during the wrap it up. So, Mama B, finish your thoughts. Then I want to get Rich Sister's comments as well.
Well, I wrote it in the chat room. I'm going to say it out loud for everybody. When you know better, then you do better. If the best thing you ever offered in this world is giving your organs when you die, why not? Giving back is how we were raised. Let's go. Well, that's how I was raised. I was always raised to give back. So if the last thing I can give back was my lung or my kidney, after my demise, why wouldn't I do it? That's why I signed my organ donor card. That's why I did it. Because if you will not remember me for what I do on this earth, my big mouth, my gangster ways, whatever you want to call it, you will remember me. Somebody will remember me of something loving when they need my organ and they say, okay, here you go. You might not know where it comes from, but it comes from me. That's what.
Well, you know, and that's nice. You know, I'm glad you said that, because I know if I see somebody, they go, ow. I said, oh, you got Momo B's organ. Ow. Rich Sister Girl, give me a thought on it, baby, before we get to our final thoughts.
Just want to say great show, and definitely prayers going out to little girl and her family, because simple.
Yeah,
I know of God.
Are you an organ donor, Rich Sister? Are you an organ donor?
You know what? Because of a health issue, I can't.
Oh, okay.
I can't be one. Just because of a health issue, I can't do anything, donate blood, donate organs, nothing like that.
Okay, I hear you.
Okay.
But okay. I just prayers going out to the little girl and her family. And just don't give up. Don't write her off. Hey, I know a God who can create an organ. Okay,
all
he's
right.
The creator of organs.
Wow.
In Jesus' name. if a donor never walks up. So don't give up hope.
We won't. And we're praying for you too, Rich Sister. Absolutely. All right, Miss Terry, give me your final thoughts. Thank you, Rich Sister, for your final thoughts. That was great. Thank you very much. All right, Big E, man, give me your final thoughts, y'all.
I'm here.
Oh, well, damn. I'm sorry. We'll say something.
I'm sorry.
My final thought is
there's 500 missing women in Cleveland, Ohio. There is no outrage. There's
wow.
A missing 11-month-old girl in Oakland, California. There's no media attention. We need to step up. I share a lot of kids and a lot of stories on my page. A lot of people get tired of hearing bad news.
But my whole point of sharing all this is it could be your child. And if it could be your child, would you want somebody to share it and share it and share it to get your child back? You know, it's just that simple. I understand everybody wants to have a great time, and that's great. But just imagine waking up not knowing where your child is. So.
Yeah, that's deep. Yeah. And when you're a parent, that you definitely don't want to hear that. I mean, that's just something that's deep. Well, thank you for all that you do because you know, we need people like you out there soldiering on and making sure that people are aware of what's happening. So appreciate you. All right, Big E man, final thoughts, dog.
You know, I've been on the show for 32 minutes. This is the heaviest show I have ever been on. I had to keep checking my calendar to make sure it wasn't Sunday morning instead of Saturday evening. But it was still good to hear from everybody. And I found a quote on my blog that I quite like and that I live by. And it says, I refuse to tiptoe through life only to arrive safely at my death. So everybody go out, be the change that you need to be in the world, and be the best you can be. That's what I try to do. Maybe that's what Stevie Wonder's trying to do. Let's just hope for the best. Everybody have a great weekend. I'm tired. I had a garage sale today. I'm so tired right now. I'm going to go lay down when I hang up this phone. So nice hearing from y'all. I'll see you next week.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to call you.
You ain't calling nobody. You see if you don't get voicemail. You call here, Heifer. You go ahead and dial 518 and see what you get.
Oh, man. All right, Mr. Elias, man. Give me a final thoughts, though.
Don't you want to ask Mama B her final thoughts?
Oh, well, okay. Well, all right, fine.
What are you doing?
Well, that was kind of like you were finishing your comments on your other one. But, yeah, give me your final thoughts, Mama.
That was my thought. What I said
okay,
was
good.
What
okay,
well,
good.
All right,
fine.
Okay. All right, well, I'll go ahead and say what I got to say,
well,
man.
You,
look.
Thank you.
Well, I always like to put,
open
put
me
you
wide.
I like to, I like to put you in front of me, Mama B. You know how that goes. But, All I want to say is, man, look, we need to help this young girl, man. And if any way I can do it, I'll donate some money to her. But hey, man, look, my heart is bleeding for this family. So if anybody can help this young girl, please, let's go out there and help her.
Yeah, you know, it's tough. You know, you get these shows, and the reason why we put it out there is because, you know, listen, if we don't do it, who will? And so, you know, as long as we have a form, and even though we are very, 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 very small fish in the sea, bottom line is that more people heard it today than they heard it yesterday. And that's the point of it. So,
that's
you
right.
know, people are talking, get the word out there, you know, see what people can do to try to help this young lady. And, you know, when you see such a beautiful, you know, vibrant young girl, and, you know, I mean, what can you do? It's just one of those situations where it really tugs at your heartstrings, and it really makes you just ask questions, you know? I mean, there are people that are just, they're rotten to the core, but yet and still they survive bullets, they survive knife wounds, and they still here create more happiness. I ain't talking about you, baby. Calm down. I'm talking about you. I understand.
Oh,
you, have
okay.
you have turned over to the good. You're back. You have turned over to the good. I'm just saying that there's people out here who have survived some of the worst things in life, and their whole mission in life is to create chaos, and yet still you have this young, bright girl, you know. But, you know, it is what it is, I guess. All right, Ms. Elliott,
yes,
man,
donations,
give me
donations. Babies
yeah,
die every day. Donate.
I got to think about that, Mama B. I ain't going to lie to you because, hey, like I said, what if you get up there and all of a sudden you be like, I can't breathe, whatever. I can't
God,
one of my lungs.
That don't matter.
If you were God, what
that
you
that
need,
matter.
Man?
No.
If you were God,
you
what do you
to,
need?
And for God
that got matter, your back,
dog. When my baby dies, I even think about when I go to heaven. I don't even think about that. I'm telling you.
Well, you ain't going,
about
you ain't going to heaven.
Life.
What are you talking about?
Well, maybe that's why I don't think about it. So I don't everything.
I don't care, big man. Your reservation was canceled long ago. I don't know why you're telling her that.
Hey, I know you ain't talking. Your ass is going down, too, so shut your ass
up. Oh, no,
I'm talking
no,
to you.
No, I have a permanent reservation.
You ain't got no permanent reservation.
No, I'm going to go to my deal with salvation until the day of redemption.
Uh-oh,
don't speak no nonsense over me.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, whatever. Okay, all right. Yeah, whatever.
Ask for
Ernest.
As Rissa's, yeah, Rissa's will know. Rissa's will know where you're going. That's why she ain't saying nothing.
She's
like, yeah.
She knows because, listen.
Yeah, but no, because Rissa's a flip flopper. He's a flip flopper. Flip flopper. Don't say it to your face. You ain't that motherfucker.
about that.
I'm going to smack you up, flip you, and rub you down, girl. Don't you worry about it.
You think you're going to heaven talking like that? Your ass is heading straight downstairs. All right, look, folks, we hope you enjoyed as much as we
not
did. Come on back.
Either.
Wednesday. Remember now, we have Alicia. Was it Horton? What's her name?
Whatever her name is.
Yeah, well, she'll be here on Wednesday.
Don't even know.
You be like, I don't even know her last name. I can't pronounce.
Well,
her name.
Well, hell, what? Look, she canceled. What she canceled? She became an afterthought.
Everybody else do. Say it like you know it.
All right, anyway. All right, look here, but I tell you what, Karen Ward will be here the following Wednesday. All right, Michelle, can we shut it down, dog?
Yeah, let's shut it down.
Yeah,
I guess.
Shut it down.
All right, so for Rich Sister, for Mr. LES, for Ernest, for Momo BZ and the Easy, and Miss Karen, I'm Jay. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. We'll see some of you tomorrow morning. If not, we'll catch you on Wednesday. Peace and air grease.
Yeah, everybody let me a phone. I'm calling.
Don't you call me, Heifer. Don't you do it. Put you on block or something.
Block me.
Watch.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio
I'm
Network.